gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, a 50 feet of rope, 20 feet of steel chain, sealed bandages over the eyes, ears, mouth, and other natural orifices. Would anyone care to examine the restraints?
Of course not.
Colonel?
They're not necessary, thank you.
As you wish. Are you quite comfortable, my dear? Then I shall conceal you from view. And we can begin. Friends, let us pray.
The Madness of Colonel Warburton by Bert Cools, with Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Andrew Sachs as Dr. John Watson, and featuring Timothy West as Colonel Warburton, Eleanor Bron as Mrs. Bessemer, and Struan Roger as Mr. Bessemer. The Madness of Colonel Warburton.
To be back.
Now, you had a bad journey. The train was late. No, the train wasn't late. You had trouble getting a cab.
Oh, not now, ma'am.
Yes, it's for the cab. Trouble with the cab.
Holmes.
And then you had to wait in line behind three other men. Then you had to lift your own suitcase on board. Three other men, that's dreadful.
Holmes, show me your arm.
And then lecture me, Doctor. I'm too good a mood.
Far too good. Come here. Now.
I'm cutting down.
Are you indeed?
5% solution. It's better than 7, surely. I thought you'd be pleased.
So, my dear, how is everything?
Now, James, I've already told you, stop fussing. It couldn't be nicer.
There's plenty to occupy you, then.
Well, I'm never bored, if that's what you mean. There are so many people to talk to. And there's always someone who needs my help.
Now, don't you go squandering your time on every lame dog, Elizabeth. I know what you're like.
Squandering my time? Don't be foolish, James.
Oh, right. I suppose that's not really an issue.
No, not really.
Pleased? Good God. Oh, it's the use you've heard it all before.
Well, that's true enough. Just as you've heard my reasons.
Holmes, just because you don't have any work, you don't have to poison yourself with that filthy stuff.
Yes, I do. My work is my oxygen taken away and I suffocate. I'm only alive and my brain has something to do.
And you're seriously telling me that cocaine supplies that?
If only I could make you see it. The clarity, the insight, the understanding. But without it, I can't live in your empty, everyday world, Doctor. It's like a prison.
Wasn't there anything while I was away?
Nothing of any interest. Sorry, Watson.
Oh, here. I brought up the post. There might be something.
Let's see. Nothing. Social invitation. Bill.
Nothing. What have you got?
Posted late last night in central London, but the writer lives out of town. A young man, well-educated, with firm opinions, and the matter is important, but not urgent. Because
if it were, he would have sent a telegram.
Bravo, Watson. Bravo.
Well,
what?
It's something important.
Oh, yes.
Then it could be a case.
It certainly could.
Well, then, for the love of heaven, open it.
I can't do that.
Why not, for pity's sake?
It's addressed to you.